out and people are already sharing those, but I don't, I got my own video, so I might as well put it out there.
Yeah.
Hey, just want to make sure everybody knows we're recording.
Yeah. Now no one wants to talk.
They were good. Good hearings. Really happy with the turnout. I wasn't there for the defend the guard, but really happy with the turnout even later in the afternoon for the DMT bill. It was much better than last year's psilocybin bill. Of course, last year's psilocybin bill got heard at 9 in the morning, so it always helps when it's 1 in the afternoon instead.
The morning was good, too, at Defend the Guard, so, yeah. I was impressed.
Bonnie asked if you recorded the Defend the Guard.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I mean, it's already online, so, I mean, if you want to watch it, it's there.
I will say I didn't get the whole thing. I was like 28 minutes late before I actually hit the record button, so it's not all of it, but it's probably half of it.
Yeah, actually, I'm really glad that the state has the coverage now because it helps with audio. Like, we get good audio now because I'm taking the audio feed from the state feed and just syncing it up with my video. So it's a little bit nicer quality.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, I don't know, yesterday or today or something like that. The only issue with that is that it does add work to you know, have to actually sync it up a little bit. Not maybe a lot, but a little bit.
And, yeah, not much.
Yeah.
Jason got some coverage at In-Depth NH and WMUR. So,
I didn't see that. Are there links?
I think I shared the link directly with Jason, but if you just go to in-depth-nh dot whatever it is, it'll be there.
Jason, was that like the first time seeing yourself in the news like that?
Outside of the trial, yeah, I guess so. I didn't see the WMUR stuff, though. What was that in relation to? The felon gun thing, or that was in relation to what?
They had you up there for the felon gun thing, but it was like a 10-second clip, and there was no story associated with it, at least not that I've seen yet. I saw just a Twitter post from Adam Sexton, who was sitting in the room.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's actually more than one tweet. He tweeted about how you were there and had this bill, and that started some question as to whether or not you were even qualified to be a state rep. And then they pulled up some sort of law or whatever, and they said, yes, you are qualified. So there was like some, apparently just you being a state rep brought to attention some controversy.
Excellent.
I'll see if I can find the link to it.
All right, Matt, do you want to talk about the event before Porcupine Day this in a couple weeks here?
Yes, that's correct. So we're getting it on the calendar, on the House calendar specifically. Really exciting news. It's a perfect day to do it. We got with Representative San Anastasia and Representative Gerhard taking the lead on this, but we're having the first meeting of the New Hampshire House of Representatives Nullification Caucus at the Galway.
Wow.
In Murphy's in Bedford at 4 o'clock p.m. We're from 4 to 6. The caucus will be meeting for the first time right before Porcupine Day, so that's a cause for celebration. And yes, it's going to be in a meeting room. We got a real meeting room this time. So it'll be a little bit better for business and things like that. So I'm very excited. You know, Matt's been doing a lot of the, you know, the caucus exists within the House itself. So, you know, Matt's been, you know, out hunting other reps and talking with them. You know, we got our endorsees. We got the, you know, even though it's not the exact same thing as a nullification, we've got the people who, all the reps who are sponsoring that constitutional convention bill. We want them to be in on this too. A nullification is a better way forward than the constitutional convention, for sure.
What is the official convention convention bill. Sorry, Jason. What's that bill you're referring to?
Yeah, so it's they want to have like an Article 5 convention, you know, at the federal level.
What a waste of time.
Right. Yeah. So I appreciate the enthusiasm and the spirit, but the only way I'd want it is if the only people who went were us. You know, like. So we want those guys in the nullification caucus. So that's very exciting because I know last year, you know, Alu wanted to get like, hey Matt, try and find like 30 reps, you know, that support independence, but we're actually kind of seeing that just a group of reps who support an idea and raising that to a caucus in the House. So that's going to be a great story, a great news story as well.
Jason, if you check the chat, you'll see a link to the WMUR reporter post about you.
I'm sorry, if I check the what? I broke up.
Check the chat. Check the little chat sidebar window, little chat icon.
Yeah, I was just looking for that, and I couldn't find it.
It looks like a little word balloon.
Yep, it's right in the bottom middle of the thing on my phone. Gotcha. All right, appreciate it. Oh, well, that's what I remember. One second before I forget again. Do we have any presence or interest in the Republican convention coming up on Saturday?
Well, I know the Libertarian convention is also on Saturday.
Alrighty.
So, not that it's not of interest, it's just that they're both happening at the exact same time.
Is this the statewide Republican, fuck do they call it, delegate, the thing where the delegates go and vote on shit? I thought that was every 2 years.
It's this Saturday, whatever it is. I don't know, I'm new to all this stuff.
Well, yeah, you should probably go. It'll probably be excruciatingly awful, but, there's usually a number of free staters that are attending that.
Who's that?
Me?
No. I have to go. What I wanted to say was that this is kind of unrelated, but I think it's related to the bigger scheme of things. So the Merrimack County Republican Committee passed the resolution that I was pushing to investigate the COVID vaccine manufacturers for fraud.
Nice.
So that I'm going to get 9 other people to then bring it to the floor of the state convention. I think we have a good shot at getting it passed. So, point being is, I think all this stuff is kind of nullification related. You know, to me, it's all one thing. I don't like the just, you know, pigeonhole each little movement. I think it's 10,000 cuts is what we really got to go after. But, yeah, so anyway, that's why I'm going there for the most part.
Do we know if we have any nullification bills except for the big drug law nullification? Do we have any other bills this year?
Yeah, there's a few. There was like, you know, defend the guard this past Friday. Yeah. There was the House concurrent resolution as well. There's the marijuana bills as well. Now I gotta add more of them to the website. Like you know, the big bills are the ones that I think that NIPAC should be like really focused on as far as branding itself with. I mean, but marijuana, like that's like if we're playing a game of baseball, a marijuana nullification, that's like a great base hit because it's already nullified in all the states around us. So
yeah,
we exercise our nullification muscles, like that's a great base hit. Something like defend the guard, or Jason's bill HCR3, or even, you know, getting DMT legalized. You know, not that I think that DMT should be like a habit, but those are all grand slams because those getting passed will cause the federal government to change its behavior more so than like it already is right now.
Yeah.
You know, just imagine them not being able to take our National Guard troops. You know, they're gonna have to like it. You know, that's a great. You know, and then again, if you know, a nullification bill does not necessarily need to be explicitly branded as nullification, and for it to
Who else has got something?
Alu, you mentioned the drug bill. Matt Santanastasio's bill to end the entire war on drugs. Just want to let everyone know that is coming up on January 26th. That'll be Thursday morning at the State House Legislative Office Building at 11:15 in the morning. I presume it'll be in front of the Criminal Justice Committee. So if you can make it up there, definitely be a good one to make it to, because I suspect the state police are going to send more than just their one guy, but
yeah.
That's all they've been sending to most of these is just one dude.
What's the bill number?
Ooh, good question.
Wait, Ian, what time is that?
11:15 on January 26th. I can find the bill here if you give me a moment.
Thanks. Well, just look in the calendar. Hey, one question as far as that goes. Do we have anybody that just does, like, memes that don't look like crap? Just so we can put it out, like, this one bill at this time, just flood it all over the place. And maybe tie it to the nullification caucus. I don't know if you want, but...
Good idea.
Some way to kind of get...
In the chat room, maybe there's more people. Obviously, there's more people there that might have an artistic hand.
Is everyone here on my awesome spreadsheet? Spreadsheet that has every important bill for the year, and it has all the info of everything.
Hey, is there a calendar of that? That should be like a calendar thing.
So, I mean, I have the date of the next hearing, because there's plenty of dates, but the date of the next hearing for that bill, I do have as one of the columns in the calendar, in the spreadsheet, yeah.
The bill number is HB 581, to repeal the Controlled Drug Act. And Matt said the Legislative Services Committee, or whatever they're called, the lawyers that write these things up, he said that they were behind schedule and they asked him to sign off on the bill before they'd even shown it to him.
Jesus, that's fucking...
Which was a fucking sneaky move or whatever, but... So he said they added to the bill a study committee, which he had never put in there, so he had to sign off on that. But it still does have the repeal... language in it, but now it's repealing the Controlled Drug Act and establishing a committee to study the policy and statutory necessary changes to implement the repeal.
Okay. I'm emailing you guys the spreadsheet again. Pretty sure I've emailed it a million times. So just, you guys can all use it to help you. Chris, what's your email again? Chris, what's a good email for you?
Chris at thinkpenguin.com. Like I was saying, I think adding the upcoming important hearings to the calendar is probably a good idea. The either Free State calendar or Keen calendar or something, somewhere.
You guys can help me build up the spreadsheet. I have the dates, most of the dates, and then when the hearing happens, I'll put it in gray because it's not that important after the hearing. But then I'll put the next hearing or the House voting date or after crossover the next chamber date for the hearing. But also, everyone can remember to do remote testimony. So before the hearing happens, I want you to be doing the remote testimony and writing a little blurb in there.
So speaking of Facebook, guys, NYPAC now has a Facebook page. Russell is the guy who's behind that one. If you're still on Facebook, feel free to give a follow.
Good.
Facebook in 5 years now.
The NHRA has, they send out emails, I guess, weekly now with all of the hearings of the important bills.
I've never been on Facebook in the first place, so. It's great to see so many people not on Facebook these days.
Yeah.
Make a quick announcement.
Sure.
So, my income tax bill is coming up on Friday, February 3rd at 10 a.m.
Okay. That's another one. Jason
Gerhardt, please add it to the spreadsheet.
Yeah, that's going to require the IRS to answer three questions. You know, define income, where to say we have to pay it. It should be a pretty good little thing. Cause, yeah. Anyway, so that's coming up.
Jason, is it on the spreadsheet yet?
I have not seen said spreadsheet.
Hey, I have shared it with everyone in the universe already at least a few times, but I'll send it to you again. Let it help you.
Where are you sending this exactly?
Your email.
I know, but what do you consider my email?
Jason Gerhardt at protonmail.com.
Okay, yeah, I'll get it then. All right, thank you. The legislative email has had a lot of people getting stuff kicked back. Oh, I just saw you came in. All right, thank you.
Yeah, use it. Please add your bill to it. I'm trying to have every bill, every important bill there.
What was it, February 3rd at 10 a.m.?
What was that for?
Jason's bill.
Three questions. Okay, to require the IRS to answer three questions. Basically, why numerous congressmen said it's voluntary. Where does it say the average American has to pay it? And what's the definition of low income? It's just not defined in the code.
I was pretty sure it does define income in the code as like all money got in from working or services or anything.
I don't know. Former IRS commissioner says it's not defined in the code. That's on video, so.
Alright. Got it here. State Fair Relations, 10:30.
By the way, I put into the chat room just minutes before the meeting started, there's a message that came through on the Free State Project Discord where they are calling for a flag contest for New Hampshire. So it looks like the idea that I think Alu had of having a flag contest is already gotten going. So it's like always nice when somebody else manifests your ideas without you having to lift a finger. So hopefully that'll result in some cool flag designs coming out.
That's awesome. Is there a timeline for that?
Don't think so. Oh, no, there is. Yeah, ends January 31st, so about a week.
Sweet. I'll submit some. I have a few. Some of them are okay, I think. So I'll submit some.
It needs to have yellow in it. Lots of yellow.
Mine has some black and gold.
That's awesome.
Binder is probably the best right now, but yeah. All right, what else do we got? As always, I could always use help with content for Liberty Block, for FNHI, for the PAC. I was just talking to my dad, and he was wondering why. And we both were wondering why the FNHI's website doesn't have more blog articles. I think I republished that one, I'll check, on like the top 100 reasons to divorce DC. But we can write an article about pretty much each of those individually. if we just have the manpower. So if anybody wants to write about one of them, if they're very passionate about one of those issues, yeah, here it is. On the site, top 100 reasons amateurs should be independent. If anybody wants to write for the FNHI's website, just like about one or, you know, one or a few of those, we can make that into a little article itself. And then if we publish an article like once a week and pimp it out there all over Twitter and everything, eventually get any exit trending or something, like that's what we got to keep doing. We all have to do it. I think we could all do better with the social media promotion, pushing it. Like, I, almost every post I make on Twitter, if it's relevant, I'll hashtag NH exit, secession, independence, all that stuff. The union, divorce, DC, divorce. We can get this stuff, like, trending and stuff, so I think we could all do a little more on the socials.
Well, speaking of that, I had a conversation with Joa this week, and I was trying to get a number out of him as far as what he would charge to do video production on those little quick-hit, minute-long videos that, like, the Texas Nationalists are doing, which I think are really killer. And you did express some interest in possibly hosting that. I have a green screen that I loaned out to Captain Kickass. I don't know if anybody else has one. I think Mr. Penguin said he does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if
we probably have all of what we need to do this. Joa has the skills, from what I can tell. He worked on that Silver Dave video. I don't know if you guys saw that. So he's got some of the graphical prowess to do that shit. Like, I can do some basic editing, but I don't have the Adobe After Effects. I have no experience with that, so we got to have somebody for that kind of stuff to you know, take it over the level of quality that is necessary to really kind of make a shareable, attractive video. So I think if I can get some numbers out of him this week, if it's reasonable, then we can contract with him to do the production side of things, and then it would just really be a matter of writing up the scripts and getting the video done.
Excellent.
So are you talking about, like, 1 minute once every week, or what? So I don't know. In my mind, it's like we got to kind of create a schedule just so there's an idea so multiple people aren't doing the same kind of thing. Or is it just going to be one point person that just handles all that?
These are just quick little minute-long videos that are sort of informational. Basically, it's the Texas Nationalist Movement's founder, Daniel Miller. He is doing, essentially answering the big objections. So, like, what about the military? What about crossing the border? What about, you know, government payments? You know, all the sort of the big objections that people come up with when they are confronted with the idea of independence. And he just hits it for a minute straight, and the video's over. So it's like one of those short kind of things. You could pop it on a TikTok. You could pop it up on the YouTube Shorts and get that shared around, and really just get the memes out there of answering these objections. They're really, really well done.
Yeah, I bet he could do a bunch of them at once. It's not like he has to do it once a week. I mean, they're...
Right, yeah, no, you'd film them all at once. That's the way you would do it. You'd write all your scripts, you'd shoot all the video, and then Joe would just pump them out, and then we would just get them out there on whatever socials and such.
Some dude named Gerhard, that exempt firearms made in New Hampshire from federal laws. I didn't even know about this. How did I not know about this?
Too many bills, too little time.
It's a model on the Montana Firearms Act.
Jason, why didn't you post about this? What the hell, dude?
I haven't been given a hearing date.
But you could have called me and boasted about you proposing an awesome bill.
You know what? It's hard for me just to, like, talk to a camera. That's why I don't do, like, video stuff. You know what I mean? I just...
Well, you could call
if me. I'm talking... It's hard for me just to kind of freestyle and walk around the woods, you know what I mean, and talk about firearms. It's just not really natural to me.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I just didn't know this bill was happening. That's awesome. So I'm going to add it to the spreadsheet. As soon as you have a hearing date, please let me know. I would love this. This is freaking awesome. This is a great notification bill. I didn't think we had any notification for guns this year.
We do.
Oh, and I don't know who bought it, but I don't know who put them onto the bill, but my felons getting the right to own guns back. The Gun Owners of America guy that showed up, he is awesome. He did a really good job. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll reach out to this other bill. And,
his name is Joe Hannon, H-A-N-N-O-N. He's a former state rep.
Oh, yes.
He's a doctor, and he's really good. I met him back in the day when he was a state rep. He would always come testify for drug decriminalization, so he's a really cool guy. Dr. Joe Hannon, I believe it's
his name. Yeah, he's awesome.
No.
I didn't know he was doing guns, Gun Owners of America, so I'm glad he's still keeping busy out there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Are there any other nullification bills?
We have the House resolution that federal government should not respond to those who desire self-governance with violence.
Yep, I got that.
So there's that.
What's the HR number on that, if you have it handy?
HCR6.
Yep.
Thank you.
Everything is on the spreadsheet. Everything in the world, and if it's not there, I'll put it there, or you can put it there yourselves. That's the whole point of it. Everything is very easy to see, and it has all the info. And the column listed article, that's just asking whether an article's been published about that bill yet. So I wrote one article about like those bills that had hearings on Friday, and another one, and I'm going to work on maybe some more articles today. Someone else is working on an article about that bill. Ian, I don't know if you know, I texted Bonnie a few minutes ago. There's a bill that would pretty much make it a crime to have any animal in any vehicle, pretty much.
What?
But it's called the dog on a lap can distract you bill. Again, then they say, or any other animal that could potentially distract anyone else. So it pretty much would ban all animals.
I don't know if it's the best decision for someone to have a dog on their lap.
But it bans all animals in the car.
Okay.
It says you can't have a mouse anywhere in the car if it could potentially distract you. It could potentially distract you by squeaking. Squeak! That could distract you. So, yeah, it's really, really bad. Someone else in my Slacktivism group said we'll work on an article tonight, so I'll give them some time, and then maybe tonight or tomorrow we'll publish it. But that's a bad bill. It's one of those things. Like, that could have a big
effect. You need to amend that. Propose an amendment to include kids.
Could you imagine what would happen if we were driving horses and buggies and this bill went through? Like... this is a bill that's going to outlaw the horse and buggy. Like, that's what's going to happen. And, like, seriously, like, what happens if, you know, we get all these electric vehicles that can get remote shut down for an EMP? We got to go back to horse and buggy.
In your buggy, don't have any animals to distract you.
I'm being humorous here.
No humor allowed here. So that's another bad bill. That already had a hearing on Tuesday, so we can't do the remote testimony anymore, right?
Yeah, remote testimony is due by 11:59 p.m. the day of the hearing.
Okay. So we should all be doing it. If all of us do it, I mean, some of these things are tiny. 5 or 6 people testify on these bills, and it's all public this year. So you could see like five people support a bill, one oppose it. That awesome Brass Knuckles bill that I think Matt did.
Yeah.
It had like almost everyone is supporting it, I believe, which is awesome. And you could see what they write about it. So it's really interesting.
I'm not familiar with this remote testimony. Where are you?
Go to the state website, and then committees, under the word committees,
yeah,
the House, one of them will say online testimony submissions.
Where is the chat? Here we go. Right here, guys. Poof.
I thought that was kind of pointless, because nobody ever watches or reads it or something.
I saw it. Someone else saw my testimony on one of the bills and texted me a very nice text saying thanks for the great testimony. People see it for sure.
Okay.
So just click on the committee and then click on a bill and you'll see everyone who testified on that bill. Like this one has zero. I'm going to go to a bill, House Bill 31, about Brass Knuckles. It has 183 supporting it and only 25 opposed. And those who opposed the Brass Knuckles being legalized, almost none of them wrote anything. So you can see the text if they wrote something too. You can click right here, Elliot Axelman, Hookset, a few texts, and you see I write a whole nice long paragraph. Please fucking let us have fucking Brass Knuckles protect ourselves. It's a whole nice long thing. So, and my wife did it as well. So if each of us write something nice, like, that could be awesome. Here, Stephen Daves did too. Like, it's awesome, awesome tool that you can gauge public support, and it's so public. I also made a video, and in my video I have to relink as well. It's a short video explaining collectivism, just how to do remote testimony. It's on Odyssey and Rumble, and I sent that out to everyone too. So you can share that short video with friends who are, you know, wondering or they need help with remote testimony. Explains it all super duper simply. And bonus points if you include a link to a Liberty Block article in your remote testimony. Any other major points or complaints before I go?
No, thanks for the work.
Awesome, thank you. Thanks, guys. Love you all. See you soon.
Oh, he's already gone. All right. Testimony.
What's that?
You can just write.
And guys, I shared my online testimony for the two bills, the Defend the Guard and the HCR3 in the chat. So I don't know if you guys read them, but
sounds like we're running out of steam here. Anybody else got anything?
Well, this has been a pretty good meeting, though, for sure.
Yeah, lots going on.
Yeah, definitely good.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll get some of these videos up in the next day or two. Not doing any more, but I'll be there.
Yeah. I'll try and get the video, what was it, Defend the Guard video up, too, at some point.
Hey guys, have a good night.
Bye.